Enjoy the film.
You want butter on your popcorn?
The theater will be ready in a second.
Sorry, I'm late, guys. I'm sorry. I was driving all night long.
Where were you driving?
Oh, I didn't go anywhere.
Why do I even bother?
Well, you know, funny you should ask. you know how the athletic club is going out of business? The gym?
Yes.
Well, I walked in there, and Corey, working there, she said, yeah, they're going out of business. And I said, well, hey, you don't need this exercise equipment anymore. How much for that treadmill? And she said, well, give me an offer. I said, $50. So she gave it to me for $50. Then I was like, well, hey, you don't need that other treadmill. How much you want for that? She said, well, screw it. Give me $100. I'll give you two treadmills.
So you weren't driving all night. It sounds like you were haggling with a gym employee.
Well, I'll get there.
Okay.
So I take these treadmills. My apartment's too small.
Right.
With all of my items, with all of my stuff.
Yes. Of course. It's packed with things.
Yeah. And I can't get rid of that stuff. So I put this stuff in the parking lot. I put the treadmills in the parking lot. But then my problem is I don't know where to put my car.
Right. So you drove around all night until it was time to drive to work?
No, I parked my car on the treadmills, and I was like, well, this ought to be fun. So I just drove for a while.
So you weren't moving.
You pulled your car up onto treadmills and just drove stationary?
Yeah, man. It was exhausting. 5 hours.
So
I'm confused on the purpose.
I don't understand why you did any of this.
Well, I needed to get my mileage up on my car, right?
Why?
For what possible reason could you have to increase the mileage
Aren't
on your car?
Aren't you supposed to?
No.
The numbers are supposed to go up.
They
numbers
do go
up.
Numbers
are meant to increase.
So that's why you're late.
Uh-huh. Because I was super tired, man.
Because you didn't sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, I'm a little tired today. I was up late actually watching the movie that we watched this week, because this week we all watched it separately.
Yeah.
We didn't have time to all get together and watch it in one spot like usual, so we all watched them separately. So I was watching it on my phone last night, super late, just because I didn't have a chance earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. But you all had a chance to watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to it, yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. This, before or after you were driving your car on treadmills in the parking lot of your
apartment? I actually watched the movie while I was driving. What I know is not safe.
That's perfectly safe in this case. Your car wasn't moving.
I mean, I had my seatbelt on and everything, so that...
Good?
It was fine.
I guess?
It was fine.
How fast were you going?
Oh, wow. Like, I was... My top speed was maybe, like, 120.
What?
Yeah, you get in those long stretches of highway.
You weren't on a road. There was no high...
no treadmill in existence goes up to 120 miles per hour.
Well, I was pushing it, let me tell you.
Did really the treadmills last the whole, like...
Well, no, they made it... Yeah, they made it pretty far, yeah.
But they're now broken?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they... Like you said, they were not made to go 120. I wanted to be sure that I got my money's worth.
You spent $100 on two treadmills, and before the next morning, you destroyed them.
That's a good deal.
With your car.
How much did you pay for your last treadmill?
I've never bought a treadmill in my life.
I rest my case.
No. Objection.
Sustained.
Well, I have nothing to contribute to the treadmill conversation.
So, yeah, let's move on to the movie.
Yeah. So the movie I watched this week.
We all watched it.
We all, that's not
Did you
a
watch
question.
This one too?
Yeah.
A Woman of Many Hats.
We're all on the same page.
Yes, we watched it separately, but we all watched the same film.
Yeah, you all watched this one. A Woman of Many Hats.
Yes.
Which is a very wonderful story about a woman who is making her way through the restaurant industry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She has desires of being... Well, this movie starts off with her being like a bright-eyed college student. And she's like, I have aspirations of being something great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so to pay for school, as many college students do, she starts working in a restaurant. And she, you know, starts off as a busser, then works at the hosting desk, then works her way up to server and onward over a long period of time, of course. This is like just a very tight summary of the entire movie.
Yeah.
We'll get more in depth.
Yeah, so you kind of ran through the whole plot, but you kind of missed that all this is like a metaphor. Because so simultaneously, while she's working this restaurant job, she's writing this fantasy novel because she wants to be an author.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was focusing on the restaurant stuff.
Yeah, on the B story. Because as she's basically the book she's writing is paralleling her life, but in a fantasy setting.
Oh.
How on earth did you miss this?
I was really enjoying the restaurant. I mean, a nice little place.
Were you watching the film?
I thought the book writing was the B story.
Were you like stepping away to go?
Yeah. I was going off washing a dish, coming back when the restaurant was back. I thought it was like a restaurant story.
So you wash one dish at a time and then you come back. And
well, I only have one dish.
You'd say.
Okay.
You'd be watching the film. There'd be some content about her working at this restaurant.
Yeah.
Then she would leave the restaurant.
Yeah.
To go write some more of her book.
Uh-huh. And then I would leave.
Well, you missed a huge portion of the film.
Well.
The soul of the film.
I mean.
Weren't you watching this in your car?
Yeah. But I wasn't going anywhere. I could very easily leave my car. Leave it running, of course. Go
like
inside.
Like a brake on the gas pedal.
Climb up my stairs.
Uh-huh.
Wash a dish. Come back.
All right. Well, okay, I guess. All
right. Well, I guess.
Well, what was the A story? So she's writing a story.
Yeah, right. She's writing a book.
About the restaurant?
I mean, it parallels the restaurant.
In a way.
But it's not really, like, about the restaurant.
Well, here, how about we format it like this? How about you tell us something that happened in the B story, and we'll tell you the part that you missed that it paralleled in the fantasy version.
Well, I mean, one of the first things is that she starts off as a busser, bussing tables.
Right, that's when she's a squire.
And she realizes that she wants to be doing more. So she goes to her hiring manager, who's also the head of HR, and she's like, hey, I think I could be doing more.
Right, that's probably the lady of the lake.
Yeah.
She goes to this lake where there's this spirit, and...
What? I don't get this.
You don't...
She wasn't in a lake, though. She was in the back office.
Okay, so you don't understand, like, just the concept of what we're talking about.
I understand it. She was in a restaurant, though.
Yes, in the real world.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Did you notice that the restaurant was named O'Gallahan's and the fantasy land was called Gallahan?
What?
You were completely unaware there was a fantasy land.
I mean, it wasn't in the restaurant.
Do you always just, like, check out when there's B story in a movie? Like,
most
it still
often,
has
yes.
relevance to...
Well,
and in this case, you focused only on the B story.
You tuned out when the A story was on.
It's a... I see your point. Yes. She wasn't in a lake, though.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She didn't get a sword. She got an apron. Became a server. She was...
Exactly, but that parallels the fantasy world that she's writing in her book.
Okay.
She's using her life as inspiration to craft this story.
Oh, I see. Okay. But she wasn't in a lake,
You're having a
though.
Really hard time wrapping
okay.
your
Okay, we're not
going to
stick on the
yeah.
lake.
Why don't you continue with... Explain more of the B story, and we'll tell you what the real movie was doing.
She starts serving tables, and she's getting these interesting guests. You know, she's serving a big guy who's lumbering, and he's real mean to her, and he's saying,
right.
"Fetch me more this, fetch me yep. more that," and the manager is constantly like breathing down her neck, and he's like, "Just get off, your breath is really hot." And he's saying, you need to do this, and he's yelling at everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and say that that's when she was questing in
right.
the fantasy world.
That was the king that she met.
And at this point, we didn't know, but he has a curse where every night he becomes a fire-breathing dragon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. What
yeah.
else happened?
Well, so she ran into a giant that was an evil creature that she had to slay, much like the large patron that
yeah.
was mean to her.
Do you remember the part in the movie with the little kids that just like caused a ruckus and like destroyed like the whole booth,
oh,
basically?
Oh my god. They put crayon all over those
right.
windows.
That was the pixies that she went into the forest to fight, and you know,
there was
to...
a forest now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought they were on a lake house.
And they were carving runes into the trees, and
it's not a lake house, it's a kingdom. Like it's a whole there's a whole like land,
gotcha.
A whole continent.
Okay.
I don't think you get it. Still.
I feel like we should almost like
understanding...
postpone this episode and have you actually just watch the entire film. I thought
no, I'm good. I think I'm getting it. I don't think so though. So how? How did your...
It's well, not our... It's literally we watched the movie and you just watched parts of it.
What about Carlos? Was Carlos there?
The dishwasher?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like the stable boy.
Okay. Did they end up together in the B story?
Yes.
The A story.
That's your story?
It's the same characters. They're just interpretations of
but
the
they ended up
characters.
Together. The book story.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Did we watch the same movie?
We watched the same movie. Okay. You just watched only you a third of
to,
it. Like,
you don't want it to be obvious that you didn't watch the movie. Like,
no,
that's,
I mean, how did I you watched think the that, movie. How, I watched it, though.
But you thought that by you, stepping out for entire portions of it, you'd still be able to accomplish the podcast properly?
I'm so tired.
All right, well.
What a weird excuse.
It seems like you fucked up a lot last night.
Well, I mean, I did drop a lot of plate.
So you broke your one dish?
Yeah. But I kept going back to wash it.
What?
Because I didn't want those pieces being dirty.
Were you on drugs? Like,
no!
What is this?
I can't even fathom the mindset you were in for these series
understand.
Of events to happen.
No, man. I was just having a normal evening driving a stationary car on two treadmills whilst watching apparently the B story of a movie and washing pieces of a broken dish. This is a completely normal evening. What I do on my days off is of no concern to anybody.
It is when it affects the podcast that we're
trying. Well, that's a very good point.
What was your favorite part of the B story of the film A Woman of Many Hats?
I really did enjoy when she was riding atop the back of the horse in her suit of armor and she took out her sword and she threw it at that pterodactyl that was flying around, like the feathered one. She threw her sword at it and it got it right in the neck. And the pterodactyl was like, "You're worthy."
So,
and then she...
you were watching the restaurant story.
Yes, my favorite part of that.
Well, let me just confirm something. You were watching the restaurant story. You stepped away. You came back. You must have timed it incorrectly because then you saw part of the fantasy story. She was riding a horse and throwing swords at a pterodactyl.
Yeah.
And were you confused? Were you just...
I thought she was reading a book.
So you were close.
Kind of like, you know, Princess Bride?
Yeah.
They're reading a story. There's a grandfather reading to his grandson.
Right.
Correct.
And their story... What's the B story in Princess Bride?
Oh my god. That is the B story.
Yeah.
Shit.
So you've seen like the 10 minutes maybe of Princess Bride that are...
I don't even know how you timed that.
I always thought that was just a really poorly made film.
Just weirdly paced because...
Yeah, man.
Okay.
They kept interrupting the main story to go into this fantasy world.
Yeah. I mean, I was really interested in that story. Between the boy and his grandfather and his parents, who are just not there when he is obviously sick.
We've established over months at this point that you do miss major portions of films because you're paying attention to the music. You forget character names because you're too busy focused on other things.
Right.
But now you feel entire portions of films are disposable because they're not the main driving force. Yet also you seem somehow incapable of accurately determining which is the correct thing to focus on.
Yes.
Why did we let him do this podcast?
That's a very good question.
I don't know.
Why
at
do
this
you leave
point?
Me alone?
See, that's the thing. So most weeks we're able to watch these all together. Yeah. So you remain in the room.
Yes.
Even though apparently you're
you try to leave,
yeah.
But we don't let you.
Well, yeah.
You keep trying to get up and we just say, "Greg, movie's still going."
Yeah, I say, well, yeah, all right. I was doing something. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I need to wash this dish real quick.
Yeah, I need to wash my dish.
You don't even have a dish anymore.
Yeah, maybe now you'll watch movies in their entirety.
Well, I don't know about that.
So your favorite part of this film was a piece of the fantasy story that you did catch.
Yes.
And you didn't think maybe I should
go back
and watch
it. Well, no, that was my favorite part of what I thought was the B story. So my favorite part of the A B story,
the restaurant stuff,
yeah.
Yes, was an unrelated scene where a bird gets stuck in the lobby. Uh-huh. And so she has to take a slingshot and take it down. And when she does, mm-hmm. her manager comes up and says, "Hey, thanks for doing that. I really appreciate that."
And so you don't see the connection to the pterodactyl?
No.
All right, I'm not even going to try.
Not a big lizard creature with feathers.
But a small avian creature with feathers.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
The feathers? That's what did it for you?
Feathers, man.
All we had to do was make one literal connection.
Okay, I totally understand the entire movie now. Well, okay.
All right.
That was something else.
So you understand the lake and the HR office now?
Yeah. My goodness. I really appreciate you guys coming on this journey with me.
Sure.
This quest
wasn't the point, but
yeah, yeah. I just wanted to talk about movies. So.
My goodness.
Henry, did you have a favorite part of?
I really like the final confrontation between her and her manager, or like her and the dragon in this case. Mm-hmm. Really when she like figures out like, okay, like all the wealth of the town is in the cave at the top of the hill. All the wealth of the restaurant is going to the manager. And basically mm-hmm. she just like attacks the dragon, but then comes to terms with like, oh, maybe the dragon's not, you know, the antagonist in this case. Maybe really the dragon is helping run the town, and maybe the dragon is helping, you know, figuring everything out and distribute this wealth. And you know,
wow, that totally makes sense now that I realize the correlation, because the manager was in charge of payroll,
right?
He was skimping on everyone's pay mm-hmm. just so that he could be making a bit more, you know. And so Lacey goes to him
uh-huh.
and is like, "Hey, that's shitty."
Yeah,
like not in those words,
right?
But he was threatening to fire her and everything, and like you can't tell anybody. And she's like, "I will get the law involved,"
right?
And he's like,
"Do you notice? Like he was gonna fire her, but the dragon was gonna breathe fire on her. Like,
yeah,
pretty sweet, right?
That is great. And yeah, and he's like, you're right. This is a horrible thing I've been doing. Here's everyone's paychecks."
Yeah, and I thought that was a little anticlimactic. Because in the fantasy world, she's like charging at the dragon, and then he's just kind of like,
"Well, here's some gold coins for you."
Her horse skids to a stop, and she's
and then she climbs on his back, and mm-hmm. then he grabs like a bunch of bags of the coins and just flies over the town, lets him loose.
Just like in the restaurant story when he gives her on his back.
Yeah,
gives her a piggyback around the restaurant as he...
handing out the paychecks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's really interesting. I am so sorry that took me so long to get there.
Yeah, maybe watch this movie again, the way through.
I think I might.
Do it. It was good.
I think I'm also going to go home and watch Princess Bride again.
That's phenomenal.
That's a great
film.
Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I always found that guy in the black suit was annoying, though.
Another sign to leave the room?
Yeah. I was like, oh, here's this guy again.
Okay, well, just watch the movie. He takes off the mask eventually.
Yeah,
you'll be surprised who it is.
Here, as a rule of thumb, when we watch movies for this podcast,
gotcha.
Watch the whole thing
from beginning to end, and don't leave the room.
Don't leave the room. All right, sweet.
All right, let's go ahead and give this a
sweet deal.
Let's give this a rating, out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Surprise. Greg.
Well, golly, you
saw of it, yeah.
Before, I was gonna give this movie like a 5.
Mm-hmm.
For because it was a really good story about a lady in a restaurant, but now that I know that it was paralleling this fantasy world,
right.
I'm gonna have to give it a 3.
Wait, that makes it worse?
Can't stand it.
So you understand? You now understand
totally
how this functions.
It.
You just
yeah,
you don't
you
like
just
it.
Don't
I get
like
it.
Not a fan of
paralleling,
it.
Paralleling, right? Because she was writing a book.
It's too much,
like
too much for
That's
you to
stupid.
Pay attention to.
That's pretty stupid. All
right.
Well, I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10. I really like this film because I think everything is accomplished pretty well. I did think the ending was a little anticlimactic with the dragon, but I can see how they wanted to subvert expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure.
Well, all right.
A woman of many hats.
Woman of many hats.
So did you guys have anything else to add before we wrap it up?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Well, if you have a movie you'd like us to review, feel free to email us at cineplexpodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out on Twitter @cineplexpodcast. We'd love to hear from you with anything you'd like us to view.
right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go find out what the hell to do with two broken treadmills.
Yeah, let's see if you can make any of that money back.
Yeah.
This is Henry signing off.
This is Kyle signing off. I don't know if we ever introduced ourselves this episode.
All right.
My name is Greg.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Take it easy.